Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, man, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line. We can't get to all of them at 404-726-0929. And on Twitter, he's put them up, C-Dukes, on Mike Bell, ATL. We reached out to Joel Corey. He is our capologist. That is our guy that we always get the insight from. The article from ESPN.com, and I just posted it for guys who hadn't seen it yet. Basically, it means that you could see Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan coming in as team president with a GM, and they'll have ultimately a decision to make about Kirk Cousins. I initially tweeted out, we're buying some time, and that's what we have done to an extent. Some folks look at this and say, hey, this means Kirk Cousins is 100% gone as our quarterback. And this restructuring simply mitigates that hit, stretches it out so we don't take it in the shorts. And I was just telling Carl, and I just looked it up again, other angles on this, Carl, is Kirk Cousins and his representation puts a toe in the water, doesn't get any traction with any kind of new deal,
yeah,
and then further restructures to come back next year. And maybe that's, I don't know, is that 5-1?
I think the odds are better than most people are thinking right now, only because of the uncertainty of Michael Penix. And by the way, his family likes it here. May not matter to you, but his family, you want to move. You want the kids trying to come to dad's games again, traveling halfway across the country. Like, I know that may not matter. Kirk is at a point. He's 37, guys. He knows he's only got maybe 2 to 3 more years at the most. I don't know if he wants to play past 40. So the idea is, look, and if you're going, well, he's going to want a payday. He just got one. We gave him $100 million in 2 years.
Right.
So I just feel like there are other factors here that may be in the favor of him returning. If he doesn't, so be it. But let me say this. They better have a plan. They better have a plan. Mike, they better have somebody they're going to that interests this fan base and says, all right, we do have a chance next season. I don't want to go through the first 5 weeks and feel like we did, you know, a few years ago, Mike, when Dan Quinn was brought back and then we go 0-5 and he gets fired. I don't want to feel like we did on this 5-game losing streak with Ra this season.
Right.
Start the season off hot. Let's get going. And the only way you're going to do that is if you have a quarterback in place.
Right. And the other thing is, as I said to you guys earlier, I said it on Twitter, buying time doesn't mean they're going to keep him or not. It just, Carl just pointed it out. How do you make all your decisions if you don't have your next group of executives that are running the show? So that's the good news is, as Carl said, they do have enough guys who can do the math to at least buy a little time here and maybe mitigate the cap hit one way or the other.
All right, man.
I was like, man, this dude, he's legit.
Well, he played well. I mean, look. B, he played well. We can't front on the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season when he got an opportunity. And you end the season with a 4-game win streak. Even though it didn't save Ra's job, we said, did the team and the offense look a little bit better? A little bit? All right. Let's talk about Trae Young. Hawks lose last night to the Raptors. Number one, 118-110. They're 17-21. It's what they are without Trae Young on the floor, though, that a lot of people are looking at these numbers. But the big news came yesterday when Trae came out and his people, his representative, said he is open to playing somewhere else and that his agents are working with the Hawks front office to find a trade. Mike, I said to you yesterday, this is the first time that this has been public, right? We talked about it on our pre-show today, guys. Go check it out. Twitch, YouTube, wherever you access your social media. It's out there, 92.9 The Game. And we were discussing this whole Trae situation. The Wizards reportedly are a potential trade partner with the Hawks. Hawks may, and again, these are all, you know, things that are being thrown around. Hawks would, you know, get C.J. McCollum, who is on an expiring contract. Any of these names you hear, more than likely they would be on an expiring contract, which means they're not going to be here for the long term.
Right.
We, as the Hawks organization, Mike, do not want to give up assets. I don't want to give up picks, and I'm certainly not giving up any of my young players in trying to trade Trae Young away. But what are you getting in return? And the problem becomes, even though Trae may have a list of teams he wants to go to, the team ultimately has to do what's best for them.
And I know that this gets people really talking about getting in their bag over Trae and this star-crossed Trae career. Mm. Now, two things right now. Anse Salé, to everything Carl just said, they got to get ahead of Trae opting out. So that's why you got to try to get the best deal. At age 28, what is his new extension going to look like? Is there a general manager and a team? The Wizards, as you mentioned, are the one that name has been discussed, prepared to set that kind of money in motion for Trae. Do you want picks? Do you want talent, expiring contracts? How are we going to work that? We got to go, and now in the draft, as you said, nobody can have our picks, right? Nobody's touching our picks. The picks from the Bucks, and certainly the picks from the Pelicans, which is going to be the better of the two. So Trae moves on, and it's a heartbreaker for Hawks fans. And we can go through the history. I can do it in 30 seconds. They never built up on the 21 championship team. Tony Ressler never reinvested in it. Hell, they wouldn't even commit to like Red Velvet for more than a year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Gave him that little deal. It was like $75 million at the time. So you go back and you look. Now on paper, this team starting the season is better than any team Trae's played with. Porzingis gets hurt. You're never going to see him on the floor. I think he's gone. You buy that, by the way?
I do.
And now, because Reese Hoshea is still being developed, Reese Hoshea is the X factor. Are they going to cut bait on Reese Hoshea after just two seasons?
They can't. You don't do that to a first overall pick unless you think he's an absolute bust.
And how can I tell? Because Quinn Snyder's not even using him the right way. That's my see. I'm more ticked off about Quinn Snyder. In a perfect world, we'd have another year to work with. Mike Malone comes in here and makes, and somebody could figure Trae and these guys out. But Trey's been hurt, so we can't see this thing in the half court. Don't even know how it would have worked.
So he is owed, and this is what Mike is discussing, and this is why the team is getting ahead of it. He has a $49 million player option for next season. He's going to opt out. Why? Because he can get more. And whether that is here or somewhere else but via trade, meaning going to a team that can give him the kind of deal that he's looking for, that is the deal. $46 million this year, which sounds like chump change now when you look around the league and you see what some of these guys are making. Guys, there are guys that are making $60 million in this league now. I know it sounds insane, but that's how well financially the NBA is doing, so it is what it is. But that $49 million player option, Mike, we've been knowing this. He's going to opt out. So if he opts out and walks away and you don't do anything, you just got 8 years of Trae Young, three playoff runs, and zero for a guy that averages 25 and 10
right.
a game.
It's the same thing that happened with Al Horford
Terrible.
Years ago. Remember Al Horford went to Boston?
Absolutely.
We got nothing.
We got nothing. So that is why they're attempting to say, yes, we'll work with you to do this. Guys, this is the right thing. This is where I'm at. Mike, I have no issues with this. It sucks because, again, some Hawks fans feel like, you know what, we're trading away another young star and, oh, what's this going to mean? I think you can't be scared, right? Scared money don't make money. Like, at the end of the day, 28, we said it, eight seasons, three playoff runs. Speaking of not enough, Big O, that's not enough. It's not enough.
But then Trae fans, and I agree, I've said this before. Guys, I was going around with guys today. Trae was a young guy. They're all young guys and a little immature. He grew into the leadership role. All right, he didn't get along with Nate. He probably should have said, you know what Trae should have said in retrospect when they came to him with the DeJounte Murray idea? Hell no.
Not going to work.
Stupid. Trae said, okay, I'm down with it, and then he really wasn't. He was sort of passively, aggressively down with it, if we're honest. Two ball-dominant guards, as you said at the jump, don't coexist, and they didn't. So John Collins should have been traded way sooner and gotten somebody of more talent in here.
Yep.
John was good, but not great. So they screwed this thing up seven ways to Sunday, and now, you know, I still don't know what Quinn Snyder is. I don't know if Quinn Snyder is the answer for this team. I don't like the way I said how he's working with Reese Hoshea. We still need a front court. We're getting killed on the glass. Last night we couldn't shoot, and we got killed on the glass.
Yeah, it was ugly. I mean, that game. Now, Trae did warm up, and there was, you know, photos and video of him warming up. He did not play last
night.
Now,
is Trae let me ask you this. Is Trae sandbagging because he's in his bag
now? That's what I believe. Yes. Can I confirm? Yes, that is what I believe.
Spidey sense.
Yeah. Well, Mike, I mean, you're physically well enough to be out there shooting around and warming up, but yet I'm not ready to play yet. Why? Because all this stuff's going on.
Right.
And you are now, you've become the center point of, hey, when you're on the floor, these are just facts. Big O, I know you're into the numbers. We are a worse defensive team when he's on the floor than when he's not. And you have become that focal point. So people are like blaming you, whether it's fair or unfair, Mike. So guess what? I'll just chill.
Right.
I'm injured. And I don't know if that's the case. I think Trey's a competitor. I think he wants to play. I've seen him play hurt.
Right.
I know he loves the game, guys. He's a gym rat. But at the end of the day, now you're in this controversial vortex, Mike, of wanting out, your people wanting to try to make a way for you to get out, you being the blame of the reason why the team's not winning when you're on the floor,
right.
And, oh, I'm dealing with an injury. Well, guess what? Y'all ain't going to blame me.
Well, guess what, sports fans? We are exactly – well, now, man, it's remember – January and February, it's February 5th, less than a month from the trade deadline. And as we said, guys, I think, look, the Porzingis thing with his heart condition, he would be attractive. We would take on a deal. Somebody would get some guys off the books. They take on the expiring contract, right? If I read my cap right, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know I mentioned a couple of guys just hit me up on the text line. They don't think Reece Hoshea is the guy. Another guy says, how can we even know what Reece Hoshea is the way he's being rotated? They don't have him out day-day. They don't have him out there at crunch time late. You know, I mean, he's a good defender. They give up less points when he's on the floor, yet he's not out there in crunch time.
Yeah. There are various teams when you start. And remember, in the NBA, money has to add up. Okay. That's why these expiring contracts come into play. So whatever it is got to add up to $46 million. That's why you've got multiple players potentially involved, where the Hawks might get four or five guys and you go, all these guys going to play? No. They would release some of them, Mike. It would just be for the deal itself. And then you may end up with a 2026 second or first round pick, should I say, in return for Trey, which at the minimum is something I think you should get. But the Trailblazers, you could look at the Bucks, you look at the Wizards. There are multiple teams that could fit the bill when you talk about what we get in return for Trey Young. All I'm going to say, Atlanta, is prepare yourself.
Right.
This is probably going to happen. Because, and it's going to happen sooner than later.
And again, it's simple math. He can opt out. We just said it. Al Horford's the example back in the day, right? You get nothing. You get nothing. And another thing is, and again, he holds his cards very close to the vest. But I will say this. You know, Ansi Salé, I think, is doing a pretty good job. Now, the circumstances, unfortunately, beyond his control with the injuries. But he is a guy who looks at it. He's a no-nonsense guy. I think he sees this team is built around Jalen Johnson. It's Jalen Johnson's team. You know, you got him and Nog going for 30 every night. But this is where we bring Snyder in. So how do you get these dudes to play? How do you get these dudes to play some defense?
Yeah, man, it's a good question. And look, I think we had Coach Sam Mitchell on last week, and Sam said we just don't have that rim stopper. Even when Porzingis is on the floor, we take for granted, you know, his size alone and how valuable that is.
But we thought we had with Dyson Daniels and some of the pieces we added that Trey's not that – the liability, I'll use that phrase again, is mitigated.
Yeah.
But in the half court, we saw it when again, it's a small sample size this year, but teams go right at him.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought this up last year. What's the average point guard in the NBA? 6'5"? You know what I mean? They're bigger now. Certainly in the Eastern Conference, there's bigger guys.
Yeah.
And that's another aspect to this. Unless, you know, you have everything in place for him to fit. Is that DC?
Yeah, like even a guy like Jalen Brunson, man. I mean, he's thick and he's 6'4". He's just a thicker guy, right? His body type is a little bit different. I'm not telling you Trey can't play because we know he can. But I do think that this relationship, whatever it is now, is certainly fading. And is it going to be good or is it going to be worse for us? At the end of the day, Mike, that's what Hawks fans want to know. Are we ever going to get to a point where we're competing consistently in the Eastern Conference?
Right.
You know, that's what Hawks fans want.
I know I say this all the time, and Steve Koonin will go round and round about this. To me, the time to push all your chips in, like, what did you think? The COVID year of 2021 was just an aberration, and wrestlers thought, fans out here, they love the NBA. The NBA Finals do TV numbers. We know Hawks fans are passionate about this. I mean, spend the friggin' money. And wrestlers got more moot. I'm just trying to get in his pocket. He's got more money than Arthur Blank. Look it up. You can look it up. So I'd love to see them at least get their toe into one of these aprons, but they avoid it like the plague. So when another 2 years go by, you're telling me, and I do like the idea of being this young nucleus core group of guys,
yes.
And if we get it right, we're going to be the next Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay, so when does that happen? When does that start?
Yeah, it's interesting because like OKC's best player is still the guy with the ball in his hands all the time. But all the complimentary guys have bought into their roles, and guess what? They all play D.
And look, guys, it's just right now they're in this ridiculous funk. They're 8-8, I think, is right now. Oklahoma City is really struggling, and it's weird. But they've shown they can do it.
Not worried.
They've been there.
Not worried.
Okay? They are the champions, I said.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
My check.
Yeah, yeah. Mike, you go on the run that they went on. You start the season the way they did. I think they were 13-14-0, and everybody's talking about winning, 75 games or whatever it was. You go through these situations, and by the way, everybody's giving them their best game. Everybody's going at OKC every night. You get no off nights. This is what Michael Jordan had to deal with every right. night. Like, you're going to get our best game. So I just feel like this is one of those tests for a team. Yes, they're still very young, but I think they're going to be just fine. Spurs are coming.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
With the detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.